Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July the 25th, 1825, the cornerstone was laid for St. Mary's Church in Bridgetown. According to Canon Cian Goodrich, the first permanent church on the island had been erected on the site in 1628, but it had been superseded when a new, much larger parish church for St. Michael was dedicated in 1665. For the next 150 years, the old church was used as a school, and the old churchyard was often used for public events, as one of the few open spaces in the city. The move to build a new church on the site arose in the aftermath of the destruction of the Methodist chapel by a mob in Bridgetown on October the 19th, 1823. Perhaps it was an attempt to consolidate the influence of Anglicanism over Methodism in the city. A notice was sent out inviting subscriptions for the building of a chapel of ease in the old churchyard, and a meeting was called for November 5th, 1823 in the town hall to establish a committee to carry into effect this pious and laudable design. The ceremony to mark the laying of the cornerstone for the new church on this day in 1825 was a very elaborate affair. A long procession from King's House to the site was led by the band of the Christchurch and St. Philip Battalion. It included members of the Masonic Lodges, the master and boys from the Central School, the vestrymen of St. Michael, the band of the Royal Regiment, officers of the militia, gentlemen and physicians of the island, the band of His Majesty's 93rd Regiment, customs officers, justices of the peace, and sundry other officials, the band of the 35th Regiment, army and navy officers, members of the clergy, members of the House of Assembly, members of His Majesty's Council, and finally, bringing up the rear, the Lord Bishop and the Governor himself. It was said that the ceremony attracted the largest crowd ever seen in Barbados, and as one newspaper reported, all the beauty and fashion of the island was concentrated in this town. There was also a 21-gun salute to mark the occasion. Bishop William Coleridge offered a prayer for the occasion, which included the following: "We desire to raise an edifice to thy honour and glory, and the good of our fellow creatures, wherein high and low, rich and poor, bond and free, may meet together to worship thee. Give skill to our architect, and strength to our labourers, and grant, if it be thy pleasure, that all assembled this day before thee may live to behold the completion of our work in its solemn dedication to thee, our God." The rector of St. Michael, Reverend William Garnett, then read out the inscription on the brass plate to be affixed to the cornerstone. It read, in Latin, "Of this church, dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary, built partly at British and partly at colonial charges, William, Bishop of the Caribbee Islands, laid the first stone, the governor and legislative body being present, and the prayers all favouring it. July 25th, 1825. The bishop then placed a small bottle filled with coins in a hollow in the stone and cemented it over with a silver trowel. The church was completed and formally dedicated exactly 2 years later, on July 25th, 1827.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.